You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
Now you can watch or listen to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show commercial free by subscribing to Ace and TJ Prime Plus. Prime Plus gives you exclusive content, early invitations to Ace and TJ events, and the commercial free version of the Ace and TJ Show. Sign up today at acetj.com or through the Ace and TJ family app.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Ready to elevate your everything shower? Meet Osea's new Undaria Algae Body Wash. This pH-balanced, plant-based formula gently cleanses without stripping your skin. Featuring the all-natural, citrusy fragrance of their best-selling body oil, Undaria Algae Body Wash transports you to a tropical paradise, indulging your skin and senses. It's the scent of summer year-round. Elevate your shower ritual with Osea. Get 10% off your first order with code SEAWEED at OSEAMalibu.com.
The modern day Mr. Rogers.
Please won't you be my neighbor.
This is Ace and Friends.
You know it. Fun, funny, and fast. Dun, 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 dun. The Friday edition of Ace and Friends. On the way, everybody. Got some Olympics going on this weekend. We got... I'm not going to the movie to see Deadpool and Wolverine.
No.
I'm doing nothing but getting some stuff done around the house because I was gone last weekend. I think I was gone the weekend before that. I was busy. So.
Mm-hmm. It's an exciting weekend, though, for entertainment.
Yeah, I think anything is exciting as big as the Olympics comes on. That will be on in my house. And my wife's a big fan, too. So that will be on in my house pretty much 24/7.
Oh, yeah.
For the next few weeks. Next 2 weeks, I guess it is.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course... I try not to do this, and I really don't do it all that much, but I do try to, you know, every now and then slide in that I have actually been to the Olympics. Yeah. You know, that's different than the way they did it when I went in 2000.
Oh, yeah, of course.
I wonder if they still set the podium up like they did when I was at the Olympics in 2000 in Sydney.
Just sort of let her know.
I'm aware. You went to the Olympics. Got it.
I've traveled out of the country.
I've seen the thing that hangs on the wall in your office. I know. I got it. Yeah.
Not like you were participating, though.
I wasn't, but I might as well have been. I was there, and I gave my heart to all the Americans who were there.
Where did you go?
Sydney, Australia.
Australia. That's right. Oh, I hate Australia now. They're on my bad side.
I know. What is your Australian issue? All because of the swimmer?
No, there's been a lot of content lately, like that girl that came over here and complained that we fly too many American flags.
Yeah, I don't
like her. And a lot of those people were like, yeah, I agree. And that sort of rubbed me the wrong way. And then this whole thing with the swimmer. And yeah, it's like, shut up, Australia. I don't want to hear the United States of America come out of your mouth if it's in anything but a glowing praise.
And I think I'm slow to come around to that sense of anger and resentment because when we were there, they loved Americans. Like everybody that you were an American, they were so kind, so nice, and all that kind of stuff. But yeah, don't come to this country and say Americans fly too many American flags. Shut up,
because you're not wrong.
You're 100% right.
I mean, I just shut. Don't. I don't want to hear it come out of your mouth in any other way but glowing praise.
End of story.
Yeah, and any country for that matter. And it doesn't matter
where you're. Don't come here and say we do too much. They got too many flags up in America. Shut up.
Yeah. Ugh.
It's not our fault we have the best flag.
Yeah, the best
with the
flag.
The most beautiful colors.
Best everything of all time in the history of the planet.
This is Ace and Friends. Let's face it. These days, we're all going through something. So make it a little easier with ACE and the Meaningful Meeting podcast. It's the only meeting each week that really matters. The Meaningful Meeting, new every Wednesday on the ACE and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
ACE and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Ready to elevate your everything shower? Meet Osea's new Undaria Algae Body Wash. This pH-balanced, plant-based formula gently cleanses without stripping your skin. Featuring the all-natural citrusy fragrance of their best-selling body oil, Undaria Algae Body Wash transports you to a tropical paradise, indulging your skin and senses. It's the scent of summer year-round. Elevate your shower ritual with Osea. Get 10% off your first order with code SEAWEED at OSEAMalibu.com.
Meet up with your friends.
Love it!
Ace and Friends.
The Olympics underway, and I remember thinking as a kid watching the Olympics, like, what could I go to the Olympics in? There was a time I wanted to go, like, I would love to be in the Olympics. I was an average, decent athlete. I always made the basketball team. I never started on the basketball team, but I always made the team. Because I told somebody, hey, if you come to the game and I'm in the game when you walk in the door, you look at the scoreboard because we're either way ahead or way behind.
Yeah. I'll be there.
But I was there every day at practice. But we put this question on our social media. In what could you win the gold medal? What would you win the gold medal in? Like, for example, Tech D Rob eating Little Caesar's pizza. That's his favorite pizza of all time. I am a, without a doubt, hands down, no doubt about it in my mind, a gold medal winning air drummer waiting to happen. Because I break them out into specific drums as I hear them when I play.
Mm-hmm.
Symbols are separated, you know, so it's right. More than just, I'm just not do-do-da-da-do-do-da. It's, you know, I'm giving you, I'm on the hi-hat, I'm on the snare. Oh, I'm hitting two toms back to the snare. Like, I'm
right.
I'm making it work.
Yeah. yeah.
That's me. That's what I do.
Right.
Riggins, do you have anything that pops in your mind?
I would win the gold medal in eating pistachios. If you put down 5 pounds of pistachios... I could eat every one of them.
Yeah.
There's no limit to how many pistachios I can eat.
Yeah, those are tough to walk away from.
You can't.
They're tough
to eat. You can't eat enough of them. So I think I would destroy the competition, no problem.
So I love some of these. Brittany said, if losing items were an Olympic sport, I'd definitely win. Phone, keys, debit card. I think I've had about 20 replacement debit cards in the past 2 years.
Yeah, if you're not somebody that loses things a lot, that's the most frustrating trait in a partner, I think.
Yeah. My somebody wife gets, she gets like, very frustrated. I'm like, hang on, did I take my wallet upstairs or not? She's like, here we go with the wallet.
That is just so frustrating.
It is. I saw something this weekend, though. My friend Scott keeps an Apple ID, this little thing, on everything.
Mm-hmm. Little AirTag.
He's got the AirTag on everything, on his wallet, on everything, because mm-hmm. he's got to keep up with so many different things. And I was like, that's a really smart idea. Beth said, picking the wrong men to have a relationship with.
Yeah.
That's a tough one. Heather said, I'd get the gold for procrastination, the silver for dating the wrong men, and the bronze for having an unnecessary amount of clothes and wearing the same 5 outfits.
I like she's got gold, silver, bronze. It's, love it.
It's self-aware.
This is Ace and Friends. Saturday, join TJ, his wife Jody, his little friend Jenny, and her handsome husband Michael as they head out somewhere for TJ's small town adventures. Watch on our Instagram account, The Ace TJ Show, or through the new Ace and TJ family app.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Ace and Friends.
Honesty is the best policy. Always be honest. But here's somebody that pulled up to a Taco Bell, clearly didn't have their phone out because they had to say, grab their phone and go, hey, can you repeat what you just said? Yeah. Now they're at the Taco Bell drive-thru talking to the Taco Bell employee. Here we go.
I'm waiting on my GM to get here.
What's wrong?
Our manager is on drugs and I am new and my other employee is new and we have no sort of way to make anything at this time. But our GM is on her way.
So your manager's on drugs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what? I'm sorry, say that again? Our manager's on drugs, and I can't make anything right now.
I don't know that you need to give all those details. I don't know that I'd be thrilled if I'm the GM. Like, don't say the manager, even if she is on drugs. he or she.
But what does this lady care? Like I got to be honest with you. A manager's on drugs. I can't do anything for you right now.
I would want my employees to not give that information out. Just say we're working to get the food out as fast as possible and withhold any unnecessary details.
I can't make anything for you right now. I'm dealing with the managers on drugs here. That's what I want to know. So many more questions. Was the manager there? Is the manager on site?
Right.
Passed out high or being crazy high?
Yeah.
Or just, you know.
That doesn't really explain why you
can't get food out.
Yeah, because I feel like I could be a pretty efficient fast food employee, even if I was on drugs.
It's you and one of the person. Yeah. It's you and one of the person. Hey, it's only two of us here. It's gonna take us a little bit, but we'll get your beef tacos out here.
Yeah.
In no time.
Like, what is the skeleton crew at a Taco Bell? Like, how many people does that require? I figured you would have been able to do something with two people there.
Yeah. One's got to work the window. One's got to take the orders at the front if somebody comes in.
Yeah.
That leaves nobody back there making stuff. So they've got to take the order, they go, hang on a second, then run over and make the food themselves, probably. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be slow.
Mm-hmm. But you figured you could get something done. I would think
you would get something done. Not just, hey, look, they were just so disgusted and disgruntled with the fact that the manager's on drugs. Like, we're not making anything.
We're not. The story gets better if the person is there.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, she's on drugs.
She's passed out on the floor on drugs.
We came here to have a good time.
This is Ace and Friends. Now you can watch or listen to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show commercial-free by subscribing to Ace and TJ Prime Plus. Prime Plus gives you exclusive content, early invitations to Ace and TJ events, and the commercial-free version of the Ace and TJ show. Sign up today at acetj.com or through the Ace and TJ family app.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Ready to elevate your everything shower? Meet Osea's new Undaria Algae Body Wash. This clinically tested pH-balanced formula uses plant-based ingredients to gently cleanse without stripping skin for a clean you can see and feel. Featuring the same iconic, uplifting citrusy fragrance as their best-selling body oil, Undaria Algae Body Wash transports you to a tropical paradise, indulging your skin and senses. The all-natural blend of grapefruit, cypress, and mango mandarin smells like summer all year round, while a nourishing, nutrient-rich formula of seaweed, glycerin, and oil infuses your shower with the healing power of the sea. Everything Osea makes is clean, vegan, cruelty-free, and climate-neutral certified, so you never have to choose between your values and your best skin. Elevate your shower ritual with clean, clinically tested skincare from Osea. Get 10% off your first order site-wide with code SEAWEED at OseaMalibu.com. That's OseaMalibu.com, code SEAWEED.
Ace and Friends.
Questionable internet opinions. These are things people say that they want to get off their chest. Do you agree or disagree? Are they just weirdos? It's called There I Said It. For example, cleaning out your ears and pulling out a pea-sized piece of wax is one of the best feelings on earth. There I said it.
Ooh, I bet it is. You've got a big ball of wax stuck on your ear. In your ear?
Do you find it, is it a good feeling, Riggins, if you pull, like, you're like, oh, that's a piece of wax was in my ear. I got to eat that. Oh.
Yeah, I guess so. There's something satisfying about cleaning out your ear and getting it clean.
Yeah. Cup of noodles are crap. You'd be better off dripping some rubber bands into a mug of warm vomit. There I said it.
Cup of noodles are terrible.
Seagulls are only a couple generations away from aerial plunder of people's eyeballs. There I said it.
Whoa. Stealing people's eyes. Yeah. I have seen them dive bomb people. And
unbelievably so. Yeah. Yeah. I learned that lesson the hard way. I didn't do it, but I was at a pool in Key West and somebody walked away and left their food that they were eating sitting on the, like, two chairs over from me. And suddenly it was just like, they were everywhere.
They're watching.
And somebody who worked there came running over to shoo them away and get the food. Like, and they were
stewing. Absolutely stewing.
Don't leave your food sitting around. Tribute bands should not be allowed to talk to the audience between songs. Dave Grohl with the thick Boston accent ruins the illusion.
Yeah. I kind of get that. Yeah. That's a good point.
Yeah.
We're not here to hear the stories. You're here to pay tribute to the artist. Yeah, just do the performance.
But there is a, like, there's a Van Halen tribute band that does big business. They make good money, play decent-sized places. Between songs, I've looked up a couple of them online because they're coming to town soon. And the guy, the lead singer, it's early Van Halen, David Lee Roth Van Halen, and he does it. He's David Lee Roth the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's got the, you know, the whole thing, the saying, hey, look at all the people here tonight. So he's doing an impersonation of him the entire time.
Yeah.
And it kind of works. But I see where if you're a Foo Fighters tribute band, you've got a thick Boston accent, that would ruin the whole thing.
Yeah. That's a good one.
When you reply to a politician with your witty zinger, they don't see it. There are already thousands of replies. Your interaction, however, has pushed their hateful rhetoric into the feeds of people who follow you. I don't even know why I read that one. It's stupid. I don't even understand it.
Yeah, I don't know what that means.
Okay. Segment's over.
Well, yeah. I mean, man.
Sorry. Yeah.
This is Ace and Friends. Ace and TJ Prime and Prime Plus members are winning prizes. Join Prime and enjoy doing nothing other than waiting to hear your name to win cash, prizes, experiences, and more with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Join Prime today through the Ace and TJ Family app, available in the Apple Store or through Google Play.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Ace and Friends.
Okay, Techie Rob, are you where you can play a little game with us real quick?
Yes.
Did he say yes?
I think so.
Okay. Oh, your mic's not on.
I pushed it away. I forgot.
Oh, there you go. Okay, so we were talking about my air drumming earlier, and my wife has informed me that, like, hey, you know, sometimes when you're at the gym, I don't think you realize that, like, if you're between sets and sitting on a piece of equipment, I see you air drumming, and it looks kind of silly.
Among the many silly, like, things that look silly about you.
Okay, but I'm probably not going to stop doing that. But so I came up with a list, and I call this little game, Am I Too Old? And maybe from time to time we can revisit this.
Yes.
I've made a few things listed out here, and I'm curious, am I too old? So am I too old to be air drumming, period. Riggins?
Yes.
No.
Rob?
No.
Thank you, Rob. Rob, am I too old to be air drumming in a public setting?
Yes.
Okay, fair enough. Am I too old to be wearing rock t-shirts? Like, yeah, when I go see a band playing, I buy the t-shirt.
Yeah. Yes.
I would say if it's newer band shirts, then yeah. But like if it's a Guns N' Roses one, I don't say.
Yeah, like if I go see the Stones and I buy a Stones t-shirt and I wear it like a couple weeks later, that's acceptable.
I don't know. I think it has to be one that you got a long time ago for an obby.
Oh, the shirt has to be old. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That was going to be a follow-up question, but okay, that takes care of that. Am I too old to post shirtless pics on Instagram?
Yes, unfortunately.
Yeah, I think so.
Because you are in good shape, and it's a shame, but you're too old to be doing it.
So, if I'm at the beach, and like we take a picture, and I don't have a shirt on, I should automatically exclude that picture.
Yeah.
Like if I'm, you know, some, I don't know, Kate and I just, I grab Kate, hey, let's get a picture with the ocean behind us. Boom, we take a picture. And he goes, oh, yeah, let's post that. I should not post that if I don't have a shirt on.
Mm-hmm.
What is the, where's the age break on that, Riggins?
That's a good question. I don't know. I don't know that I've thought about that. I just know you're too old to do that.
Well, I appreciate your honesty, I guess.
We came here to have a good time. This is Ace and Friends. Ace and TJ Prime and Prime Plus members are winning prizes. Join Prime and enjoy doing nothing other than waiting to hear your name to win cash, prizes, experiences, and more with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Join Prime today through the Ace and TJ Family app, available in the Apple Store or through Google Play.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
meet up with your friends.
Love it.
Ace and Friends.
Old people will just say anything sometimes. Sometimes it's shocking. Sometimes legitimately what they're thinking. This is on display with a lady who posted this to TikTok. She's sitting outside with her grandmother. If you have trouble hearing it, we'll repeat it here in a second because the grandmother speaks kind of low.
Boring in there. Sometimes I want to die so bad, but I don't know how to die.
Don't talk like that, Grandma.
No, it's the truth.
Whoa.
She's sitting outside on a bench on a beautiful day with her grandmother. The grandmother just goes, sometimes I want to die so bad, but I just don't know how to.
Just kind of like staring off at the tree. It's like just sort of throwing that out there.
Hey, don't. And she goes, don't talk like that, Grandma. Well, it's the truth.
Well, I guess it is the truth, but sometimes you just got to keep things in. And that's what old people don't. They don't have a filter.
Well.
And they just say things.
All right, well, Granny, let's go back to the home then.
Like, yeah.
Like, what am I doing wasting my time out here trying to cheer you up, make you feel good?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm trying to have a good time with you out here, Granny. You're talking about dying.
But see, she didn't even see it as like. She's like, yeah, that's just, sometimes I wish I could die. I just don't know how. I don't even know that she's sad. She doesn't even seem sad. Well, maybe she is. But I think you just got to let them go and try to.
Yeah. Or maybe she feels like I had a good run.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not sad about it. I just had a good run and now I'm not feeling so great. And I just want to, you know, put this to an end.
But if you're a lot younger, you see that as like, oh my God, that's the worst thing you could say.
You never want to hear anybody say that, much less your parent or your grandmother.
Yeah. It's your grandmother.
Like to be your grandmother, that's probably somebody, she looks like she's in her 30s.
Yeah.
And her grandmother's, you know, just 75 or whatever. I just want her to go.
I just want to die. Yeah, my grandma's in her 90s, and she's still, like, drinking margaritas.
Yeah, but your grandmother's been dying. It was every summer she was going to die, like, for the last 10 years.
Always sick. Always sick, but she's really not sick, you know?
Riggin's grandmother is always sick, but and she never eats.
Yeah, she doesn't eat.
Yeah.
So she says, I don't eat.
I don't eat.
Well, how have you made it this long?
Right, you're still alive, so you're eating something.
Sometime, somewhere.
This is Ace and Friends. TJ's Fanatico's now have a podcast just for them called the TJ Fanatico Podcast. Each weekday, it's the next TJ Fanatico Top 10, and you won't want to miss a single episode. Get the latest the TJ Fanatico Podcast weekdays after 10 a.m. on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
This is Ace and Friends.
I have an idea, and I really probably should have worked this out or saved it for another day, but I thought it would be fun, and so I just wanted to share. Here's the idea. Okay. If you had to pick an artist or a band to explain to someone what a decade sounded like, who would it be? For example, if somebody said, hey, what did the 80s sound like? What did the 2000s sound like? Oh, who would you tell them to go listen to? So let's start. If somebody said, let's take the 2000s to start. If somebody said, what did the 2000s sound like? Who would you tell them to listen to? That's 2000 to 2010. So you got to get to pick what the form of music is in that time.
Yeah. Like, I don't want to say, I was going to say like a Lil Wayne, like it was a lot of hip hop stuff.
Yeah. Hip hop was emerging, but you also had things like Green Day and all that were huge in the early 2000s. That type of rock was big.
Yeah. And it was
it's
like
a tough one.
Yeah. 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 I have an easier time answering the 90s one. I think it sounds like,
what did the 90s sound like?
The Gin Blossoms. You know, like that, like Two Princes, was that the Gin Blossoms?
Two Princes was the Spin Doctors.
Spin Doctors, okay. That kind of like, I don't know, what you call it, like pop rock. That's, to me, like the 90s. That's what the 90s sound like.
Okay. See, and it's interesting because everybody will have a different, some people would say the 90s sounded like Friends in Low Places because Garth Brooks was the dominant musical force in the 90s. It just depends on what your perspective is.
Yeah.
Rob. Start with the 90s. The 90s sound like who?
He must be working on something.
The Sound of Silence. What does it sound like to you?
The 90s?
Yeah.
Because hip-hop was emerging and changing then so much. A lot, but the first part of it sounds like I would go Stone Temple Pilots.
Yeah, rock.
That rock sound that's between Nirvana and more of a classic rock sound. That kind of encompasses everything to me.
I was going to say like a Britney Spears, but that was really like very late 90s. Early 2000s.
And that would be the thing. It would be more of a 2000s thing for me.
Yeah, but to me, the Britney Spears sound does not sound like 2000s to me, because that's like my high school into college years, and it was not Britney Spears sounding. It was hip-hop.
Well, it was hip-hop then.
Yeah. And Lil Wayne was probably the biggest hip-hop artist in the early 2000s through 2010.
I would have gone, so, I might go, the early 2000s sounds like Nelly.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, it gives you a feel for everything. Mm-hmm. It's a fun game to play. You can do it every decade. It's a fun little argument to have with people.
Yeah.
This is Ace and Friends.
Ace and TJ Prime and Prime Plus members are winning prizes. Join Prime and enjoy doing nothing other than waiting to hear your name to win cash, prizes, experiences, and more with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Join Prime today through the Ace and TJ Family app, available in the Apple Store or through Google Play.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Meet up with your friends.
Love it.
Ace and Friends.
I guarantee you somebody is about to hear this and go, you know what? I never realized that. Somebody's going to hear what we're about to play and say, I did not know that. This girl is shamed for a fact about Jesus that she was unaware of for a while.
You shamed me because I thought Jesus's last name was Christ. Yeah. Yeah, you did. Like, it was Mary Christ and Joseph Christ. If you, I swear to God, if you pulled 100 people right now off the street and asked them what's Jesus' last name, I promise you 50% of those are going to tell you it's Christ.
Christ. The Christ family.
Thank you.
Welcome to the Christ.
Welcome to the Christ.
That's crazy. It's probably not wrong, though.
Yeah.
And it makes sense. Like, I guess if you're not... You didn't grow up in the church or something, you might say, yeah, I'm not gonna lie. Just the last name.
I'm not going to lie. I saw that and went... Let me make sure I'm right about this. I had the right answer, but it did put enough doubt in my mind to go, let me double check and make sure. You know.
What was it? Was Jesus of Nazareth?
Just Jesus. Most people didn't have last names then.
Yeah.
And he was just, you know Jesus of Nazareth. And the Christ was added on. Christ. Yeah. Christ, is it Christos? Whatever. It means Messiah. And that's when that was just added on, you know. So life growing up, he was just Jesus.
I like the idea of like Mary Christ, Joseph Christ,
yeah.
The Christ family. Yeah. I can understand why people would make that connection.
Like on their mailbox, it has their address and it says the Christ. This is a funny concept.
Follow Ace and Friends on all social media platforms at Ace Cannon Media. More Ace and Friends coming up. TJ's Fanatico's now have a podcast just for them called the TJ Fanatico Podcast. Each weekday, it's the next TJ Fanatico Top 10, and you won't want to miss a single episode. Get the latest the TJ Fanatico Podcast weekdays after 10 a.m. on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Ace and Friends.
So last weekend, I spent time with guys that I grew up with. We do it third weekend in July every year. And it's always just the best time. So relaxing. We don't do anything. We don't even go out to dinner. We always just stay in and cook and hang out, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. But an interesting conversation came up in that one of my friends, his son is in college, and he was at his dorm room the other day, and he was laughing about how different his dorm is than the dorm that he was in when he went to college. He said it's clearly not cool to put posters on the wall anymore or anything like that. He goes, the decorations, like LED lights, all this kind of stuff. Never the thought of, like, hey, you know, you could go down to go hit Spencer's or the student union and put some posters up.
hot women in bikinis and stuff.
Like, it was so foreign. He was like, this is it. It's like nothing. You have a couple pictures in frames on the wall, do you? Like how weird that was.
Really?
Yeah, he had a couple of things that he had framed. Probably a frame he got at Walgreens when he printed the picture out or whatever. Just had those on the wall. And the rest was LED lights. He goes, it looked really good. He goes, I give him credit. It looked much better than my room.
Yeah.
Goes, but part of him was sad in the, man, like, they had no cars, no bands. You don't want a picture of, Michael Jordan on the wall here, nothing. Yeah. He was like, nah, Dad, nobody puts posters up anymore.
Nobody does it. Yeah, well, posters. Yeah, I didn't really think about that. Posters. Nobody really buys posters anymore.
What did you have in your college dorm?
It was like,
Riggins?
It might have been like, yeah, I know there was women in bikinis, and I'm trying to think of who it was.
Yeah. Mine was.
I might have brought like an old school, like Tiffany Amber Thiessen poster or something.
I didn't even know who the women were because it was like, Lamborghini with a woman in a bikini on the hood or something like that. Yeah. There was a Ferrari. They were very classy. Yeah. Ferrari with a woman in a red bikini standing up in the seat or something like that. Yeah. I don't remember what they were, but I know there were two or three. And the rest of them were like, there's an LSU poster.
Yeah.
And then when I got big time, when I moved into my apartment, because my mom at home allowed me to have the posters, but they all had to go on one wall, like a collage.
Yeah.
And I always thought that looked cool. And it was just, I remember there was like a Motley Crue poster and a Kiss poster and LSU football posters and all that stuff.
I had even gotten a passed down poster when my brother went to school, and it was Kathy Ireland.
Oh, yeah.
And then that she was before my time, but I'd gotten passed down like a sexy poster. I was like, hell yeah, I want that.
That's a brother to brother to brother thing. That's great.
Yeah. I wish I still had that too. She was in all white, leaning on a column, I think it was.
Would you frame it now to be classy?
Hell
put
yeah.
In your house?
This is Ace and Friends.
When the show is over, the show's not over. Get extra funny content every day with Ace and TJ's Extra Funny Podcast every weekday after the Ace and TJ show. Get it free on the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Meet up with your friends.
Love it.
Ace and Friends.
We all do dumb things. I just did one. I was talking and the microphone wasn't turned on.
Hello.
I literally said we all do dumb things and didn't hear it and then realized I had the microphone off. Sometimes we do them when we're little kids. Sometimes we do them when we're drunk adults. So it's another round of little kid or drunk adult. Why are you clearing your throat? All right, so I'm going to play you a piece of audio. I have not heard the answers to these either, purposefully. And then we'll try to guess, little kid or drunk adult, when these things occurred. Here we go.
I passed out in my neighbor's treehouse and had to have the fire department rescue me.
That sounds like a drunk adult
I'm going drunk adult 100% on that one. Let's see what she said.
I was a drunk adult. I got hammered and crawled up in my neighbor's treehouse. I ended up passing out, but didn't remember ever climbing up there. So when I woke up, I was so confused. I was scared. I started screaming because I had no way of getting down. I guess I broke the ladder when I first climbed into the treehouse. The fire department was called. They got me down. And then I was quickly arrested by the police.
Ooh.
How does the story end right there? Why would she be arrested? For trespassing or something?
I guess trespassing. Okay. Drunk in public. But there's no way if I got stuck up in a treehouse that I'm calling the fire department. No. I'll break my ankles. I'll risk breaking every bone in my body before I call the fire department to help get me out of a treehouse.
I am finding a way out of that scenario.
Break.
No doubt about it. I'm with you. Even if I've got to drop out and go, well, this is going to break both ankles, but I got to get out of here. I'll crawl home. Then absolutely. I'll call somebody to come help me. Okay, here we go. Number two.
I sprained my ankle trying to hug a wild opossum.
Okay,
ooh, that could be either one.
First of all, I don't like the fact that he calls it an opossum. Opossum.
Yeah, that's not right.
It's kind of weird. I'm going little kid on that one.
Yeah, I go little kid.
Little kid also? Okay, let's see what he says.
I was a little kid. My drunk grandpa and I saw a wild opossum in our backyard. He told me I should try and hug it. When I went to hug it, I slipped and sprained my ankle.
My drunk grandpa nothing to do with the possum.
Drunk grandpa's the one that fought for that one. Okay, one more. Little kid or drunk adult, here's the story.
I smashed an earthworm into my hair and started to cry about it.
That sounds like a little kid thing.
I was a little kid. I smashed an earthworm into my hair and started to cry about it.
I actually played it twice. So you said little kid?
I think
so. It's just a little kid, yeah.
I was a little kid. In third grade, this boy, Chris, who I had a crush on, threw an earthworm into my hair during recess. All of my girlfriends started screaming, so I hysterically started to grab at my hair while accidentally smashing the worm. I was sobbing at this point, so I ran into the bathroom to try to wash the worm out of my hair. A teacher caught me sometime later, marched me back to class, and proclaimed in front of the entire class that I was skipping. I got 2 days after school detention for skipping, and Chris didn't get in trouble because I ain't no rat.
Dang.
2 days after school detention.
That's a little harsh.
Well, couldn't you have told him the story? Here's what happened, teacher.
Yeah. She's not no rat. What are you, in the mob?
This is Ace and Friends.
When the show is over, the show's not over. Get extra funny content every day with Ace and TJ's Extra Funny Podcast every weekday after the Ace and TJ Show. Get it free on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Meet up with your friends.
Love it.
Ace and Friends.
Riggins was just telling me about a big life decision he made recently that he kind of regrets. So you bought a grill.
My dad got me a grill.
Dad got you a grill. But he tried to get you to buy a smaller grill than what you now own.
You
wanted the bigger grill because you're like, I'm a man.
Yeah, that's the grill we grew up with was the regular Weber charcoal grill that everybody's got.
Big grill.
The regular grill.
But the grill you grew up with was used by your father to feed a family of five.
Right.
You are a single male.
Yeah, exactly.
But I can't laugh at that because that's how almost all decisions in my life get made to that extent.
Yeah.
You know, it's you like, want, no, I want the bigger one. Whatever it is. Like, yeah, give me the bigger one. And then 9 times out of 10, I didn't need all that. This is more than I needed.
Yeah, I mean, it's ridiculous. I got this, you know, regular 22-inch grill, and it takes a lot of charcoal. But I realized, like, if I had that small one, it would make a lot more sense if I just want to grill, like, two burgers or two chicken legs or a chicken thigh or something. It makes a lot more sense. But, like, I just wanted what I had, you know, like what you're used to. And I was like, no, I won't settle for anything less. But
I always think about, my best example of that is 1 year for my birthday, TJ bought me, obviously this was a long time ago, TJ bought me a gift card, like to the Apple store or something. And I went to buy my first
iPod.
And the gift card would pay for fully the medium iPod. But I looked at that and went, well, for $100, that'd be like getting the iPod, you know, free, whatever. For $100, I can get the biggest iPod they've got.
Yeah. Add the gift card to the balance. Yeah.
Remember the original iPod, though, they were big and bulky, and it was like carrying around a book all the time. It was bigger and heavier than your phone.
Oh, yeah.
And so I'd go to the gym and try to drop it in my pocket, and my shorts would be tight. Yeah. And I learned quickly to hate it. Why was I so stupid?
It was. I mean, remember, they used to sell straps for them because you couldn't put it in your pocket because they were so heavy. Yeah, so you had to, like, wear it.
7-pound iPod that I'm having to carry around. Everywhere. Yeah. Like, that was dumb.
Yeah.
You didn't, if you stopped and looked at it, you didn't need the biggest one. I didn't need the biggest one.
That's the urge.
That's me. That's my life.
Go big or go home.
Yeah, that's how all those things end up going.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I can jump off this, or I can climb up one more story and jump from there into the water.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be even more fun.
Yeah. It's called a high dive for a reason.
Exactly.
I want to get as high as I can.
Get injured.
Yeah.
That's how injury occurs.
Yeah.
I could have a drink, or I can have four.
Yeah,
right. A drink is a much smarter choice every time.
This is Ace and Friends. Now you can watch or listen to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show commercial free by subscribing to Ace and TJ Prime Plus. Prime Plus gives you exclusive content, early invitations to Ace and TJ events, and the commercial free version of the Ace and TJ show.
Sign up today at acetj.com or through the Ace and TJ family app.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Ace and Friends.
So the term Karen is overused. And really, it's time to move on to something else, to a different term. But this is like the quintessential example. By law, all beaches in California are public property, so anyone can use them. But nobody told this lady in Laguna Beach. Have you seen this video?
Yeah.
It is wild.
Yeah.
So a woman and her two young kids are outside. And I guess the lady bought this house or lives in this house. And she believes that she owns the beach and loses her mind.
It's not harassment on the beach. It's harassment in my home property. Whoa. Get out of here now.
Yeah, that's what happens when you're angry for no reason.
This is not an Instagram moment place. You're in my property. Get moving now. Now you're in my property line. Move it.
Ma'am, we're walking.
Pretty flow. Don't use the word.
And she's got a spool of rope, and she's trying to try to rope off the beach and tell people, you can't be here. This is my property here. You stay on. Yeah.
I bet there are houses where you do own a certain section of the beach, like outside of your house. I think that probably is a thing. But, yeah, she was just going like, nuclear.
From here to the water, I own all of this. You're like, no, that doesn't count. So, yeah, I guess they do say that the beach would be, there's got to be a certain area that your property stops.
Because
the beaches are all public.
Yeah.
And I didn't know that. I didn't know you couldn't have, like, a neighborhood have a private beach. So, like, this is our neighborhood beach or something like that.
That is crazy. Yeah, she comes out there with, like, rope and starts with the stakes and everything.
She's yelling at these little kids. Yeah, they're kids.
There's a way to handle things. Yeah. That was your, I mean, if they were on your property, okay, then you have reason. But there's a way to go about stuff. And she just totally missed the mark.
Yeah. First, you go out and ask them nicely.
Yeah.
And then if they're rude, you give them a warning.
Yeah.
You've just made a grave mistake.
Yeah.
Do you ever remember your dad being in a situation where you were like, oh, my God, dad's going to fight this guy? Like, he's like, somebody's got to go say something, that kind of thing.
I don't think so. I think he reserved all his anger for us.
This is Ace and Friends. Ace and Friends.
We leave you today with this. We've edited this heavily, but it is the nightmare of all nightmare situations for this lady while she was at work earlier in the day.
So I took a shit at work today, and it resulted in us needing to call the plumber. And our toilet ended up outside on the lawn.
Oh, no.
And you go to the bathroom, and you're in that moment, and I always think about this, and we talked about this before. I always think about that. That moment where you realize things are going terribly wrong, and you're about to be humiliated.
Oh, my God.
And it's that moment like, no, this is not happening.
Yeah, when that water starts to get too high after a flush. Oy. And at work. Oh.
Yeah. When I was in college, my first college apartment, below us and over one apartment were these two girls, and they had a bunch of us over one night. All the people on my end kind of got to know each other, six apartments or so. And we were hanging out at their house, and some other people came away. And it kind of one of those, you know how in college things begin to turn into a party? You know, it was 10 of us hanging out. Then somebody came over. And then it was like 30 people there. It's like, I don't know how this is happening. And there was a guy that I knew well that slipped into the bathroom to go to the bathroom and
blew it up.
Clogged their toilet and it overflowed.
Did it really?
He was humiliated.
Yeah.
Because everybody immediately turned like, you live across the basketball court. Why would you do it here?
Why would you do it here?
I didn't know.
During a party.
It theoretically wasn't his fault, But it was, you know.
No, it's like, his fault.
He's terrible decisions. And I always laugh about that. But like, yeah, you don't want everybody at work to know what just happened.
Hell no. I don't. I think I'm quitting that job, honestly. They have to call the plumber and the toilet ends up out on the outside on the grass. Yeah, just send in your resignation.
Follow Ace and Friends on all social media platforms at Ace Cannon Media. More Ace and Friends coming up. When the show is over, the show's not over. Get extra funny content every day with Ace and TJ's Extra Funny Podcast every weekday after the Ace and TJ Show. Get it free on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.